This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Yuri Garza. Date of birth, February the 15th, 1982. Case ID number is 706-6116. Date of exam, March the 7th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from McAllen Medical Center, dated 7/28/2022. Identifying information, this is a 42-year-old married female with 5 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hypertension, depression/anxiety, herniated disc of the cervical spine and lumbar spine, and obesity. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2022, where she worked as a provider for 1 year. She also used to provide food plates and sell at the flea market off and on. During the time that she worked as a provider, she worked 6 hours per day, 7 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with her boyfriend, and she is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, hypertension. Number two, depression/anxiety. Number three, herniated disc of the cervical spine and lumbar sacral back area. And number four, obesity. History of allegations. Number one, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2004, she was having symptoms of shortness of breath, and temporal and occipital headaches that she had been having for approximately 4 weeks prior to being diagnosed with hypertension. She denies any blurred vision, myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 138/86 mmHg. She is presently taking furosemide, 20 milligrams QD, metoprolol succinic, 100 milligrams QD, and losartan/hydrochlorothiazide, 100 milligrams/12.5 milligrams QD. Her condition appears to be well controlled at this time. Allegation number two, depression/anxiety. The claimant states that since 2021, where she was in a terrible car accident, she has suffered from depression and anxiety. Her mood and her affect appeared to be normal. She states she suffers from sadness, occasional crying spells, depression, apathy, decreased motivation, and occasional anger. She takes a bath 3 times per day and brushes her teeth every day. The claimant was very cooperative, pleasant, and future-oriented and showed appropriate help-seeking behavior. She was very pleasant and appeared to be very positive in her speech. Her mental status was normal. She was well-kept and wearing casual attire. Her behavior was cooperative. And she had very good eye contact with me, and carried on a good dialogue with me. Her mannerisms were normal. Her speech rate was normal, as well as her speech clarity, tone, articulation appeared to be normal as well. She states she does suffer occasionally from decreased memory. Her thought processes were normal. There was no dissociated symptoms, and her thought contact appeared to be normal as well. She denies any hallucinations, suicidal thoughts or attempts, or homicidal thoughts at this time. The claimant has been married for 13 years, but has been separated for half of those marriage time. Her husband was in prison for some time. She denies any use of substance abuse, and she's presently on no medications at this time for her condition. She does state that she's stressed that she's unable to work at this time. Allegation number 3, herniated disc of the cervical spine and lumbar spine. The claimant states that in July of 2021, when she was in the car accident, she sustained a small herniated disc of the cervical spine, which consisted of a decreased disc height from the C5, C6 area. She was also told that she had a lumbar sacral herniated disc of the back, but does not know what area. She complains of stiffness and pain of her neck and her lower back area. As she states, the pain in her neck radiates down to her arms. No surgeries have been performed or injections given. The claimant's limitations include being able to walk 80 feet, stand for 5 minutes, sit for 3 hours, and lift approximately 2 pounds above her head. She is unable to bend over. She does have a cane that she uses as an assistive device, which was something she bought on her own. Her daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, and helping with the laundry. She does go to a daycare center half the day. Her physician is Dr. Arasto Canales, and she has not seen a chiropractor but did receive 2 to 3 months of physical therapy. She is presently taking Tylenol 500 milligrams BID. PRN is needed for pain. And she states it does not give her very much relief. She was diagnosed with reversal cervical lordosis with decreased height of the C5, C6 disc and mild degenerative disc disease with lumbar sacral back herniated disc, but she does not remember at what level. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 4, morbid obesity. The claimant's BMI is 68. She weighs 390 pounds and is only 5 feet 3 inches and a half tall. She has had no surgery and has been placed on no medications for her morbid obesity. And she states that she has slowly crept up in her weight, secondary to anxiety and the worries that she has at home. She is very morbidly obese and has difficulty moving around. The claimant suffers from symptoms of swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the morning. As noted earlier, her limitations include being able to walk 80 feet, stand for 5 minutes, climb 1 to 2 steps, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes, secondary to morbid obesity. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, but is unable to sweep, button her clothes, or lift more than 2 pounds above her head. She does have a cane that she uses when she goes out to walk. Her physician is Dr. Arasto Canales. She is presently on Tylenol 500 milligrams BID and cyclobenzaprine 5 milligrams QD for pain, which she states does not relieve her pain. The claimant does minimal physical activity secondary to morbid obesity. Family history, non-pertinent at this time. Added note, a CT scan of the brain was negative on July the 28th, 2022, and CT scan of the neck revealed cervical spondylosis with decreased disc height at the C5, C6 area. Medication, cyclobenzaprine 5 milligrams TID, metformin 750 milligrams BID, and Tylenol 500 milligrams BID. Medical problems. Hypertension, borderline diabetes mellitus, motor vehicle accident in 2021, history of small herniated disc of the cervical spine, consisting of a decrease in disc height in the C5, C6 area with spondylosis, morbid obesity, comma, anxiety / depression, comma, major surgeries, umbilical hernia in 2021, C-section times 4, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse, communicable diseases, the claimant has had hepatitis A in the past, but denies any other hepatitis. HIV is negative, and she denies any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.6, weight 390 pounds, height 5 feet 3 and a fourth inches tall, BP 138 over 86 mmHg, heart rate 104 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 97%, BMI 68. General, this is a 42-year-old female who appears to be older than her stated age and is in mild distress secondary to morbid obesity. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with her boyfriend. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? After the fourth sentence, the claimant had poor dentition and multiple missing teeth. Could you drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 2020. OS uncorrected is 2020. Binocular uncorrected is 2015. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but very distended on palpation, secondary to morbid obesity. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or mass is appreciated on evaluation. However, the claimant was so obese that physical exam was very difficult. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, but the claimant did have some pitting edema. Calves were non-tender and the Holman sign was negative. Could you drop down to neurological? The last sentences. The reflex of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally, more likely than not secondary to morbid obesity. Cerebellar. The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was a cane. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted, secondary mostly to morbid obesity. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. The claimant was able to flex 70 degrees at the lumbar spine area, but was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, but to a lesser extent of the lower extremities, secondary to morbid obesity. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally. However, the claimant was unable to get up on the examination table and we were unable to evaluate a supine straight leg raise. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. However, the claimant was only able to flex 100 degrees secondary to morbid obesity. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table at all. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, but was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She does have a cane that she uses, but does not appear to need it at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to oppose fingers, make a full closed fist, and pinch at this time. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was mildly abnormal, mainly secondary to morbid obesity. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +4/5 for the upper extremities and +3/5 for the lower extremities, secondary to morbid obesity. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted, secondary to morbid obesity. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the cervical spine at the level of the C5, C6 area, where the disc appears to be somewhat decreased. However, a physical exam appeared to be normal. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk with some difficulty secondary to morbid obesity. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some fatigue secondary to morbid obesity. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to morbid obesity. Probable diagnoses, hypertension, DASH being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 138/86 mmHg, which is normal. Allegation number 2, depression/anxiety, not being treated at this time, but the claimant appears to have a normal demeanor and examination at this time, and her symptoms appear to be mild and well controlled. Allegation number 3, herniated disc of the cervical spine appears to be a decreased height from the C5, C6 area of the disc. She does have some mild symptoms of radiculopathy, but normal physical exam at this time. She was also complaining of lumbar sacral back pain with herniated disc. However, physical exam was normal. The claimant does have difficulty in flexing, but mostly because of morbid obesity. Number 4, morbid obesity, DASH confirmed with physical examination. BMI is 68. She is dangerously obese at this time and is reluctant to have any medications given for her condition. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Yuri Garza.